The hottest show on TV, SAS, is seeing some of our celebrities getting put through some pretty precarious things. And you know what? It's like, in terms of reality TV, this one's gritty and people are starting to sort of fall apart here.
It's good.
I love it.
Our very own. And we're claiming her as a Sunshine Coast local these days. The wonderful Ali Ogin joins us. Good morning, Ali.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, bud. Now, before we get things underway, are you okay? Because you made a pretty big call on the show last night. I know this is all pre-recorded, et cetera, but you made a pretty big call not to make the jump. Very wise decision.
Yeah, I am absolutely fine now.
You're okay.
I think it was just, yeah, my gut or intuition saying, nope, you're done. Going in there is just going to annihilate you in some capacity, so you're not going in.
Ali, sorry, it's Jade here. I just absolutely love the show. I am an episode behind, I'm going to admit, so this is a bit of a spoiler for me.
Oh dear.
But yeah, but I really, really love the show, and watching you, especially in the with the cold water at the beach and everything that you were going through, because you referenced quite a bit in the show the anxiety and stuff that you have. Just talk me through how you dealt with that in those real life situations.
Well, I think, like, your mind's so on what's going on in the moment. I think anxiety is really when you're thinking of, you know, the past, or when you're worrying about the future. So I think it was just, yeah, you're just so in the moment. And my meditation and yoga really helped with my breathing and, yeah, getting through those tough times. So we'll see ya.
Spot on there, Ali. Listen, I've been watching you a fair bit on the old socials. I know you've had a recent breakup. Well, might not be too recent for you, but it's been sad to see that, because you guys were a cute couple. But you did go on the Bachelor series, and my question to you is, out of the Bachelor and SAS, which one did you fear for your life more?
That is a rhetorical question, I'm guessing.
Of course it was The Bachelor.
Yeah, of course.
Ali, can I ask you a question? We're talking mindfulness, and you spoke before about yoga and wealth and meditation and that sort of stuff. Gone are the days where that was kind of that esoteric hippie stuff, isn't it? I mean, it's become more and more mainstream, and you're championing.
Very mainstream now, yeah.
You're championing that, aren't you? I mean, you're someone who's leading the way now to make that, because even in the health sciences now, people are referring more and more people to yoga, breath control, and meditation.
Oh, yeah, and I see how much of a difference it just makes on my life, so then I want to impact other people's in the same way. When I meditate morning and night, it just it enhances my life dramatically. Yeah. It's just something that I really want to share.
Yeah, cool, man.
Hey, Ali, back to the show, because, like I said, I'm really intrigued with this show.
You love this show,
I do. I'm so into it. I'm hooked. I love it. just Ant and his crew, tell me about what it was actually like being on there in terms of the editing of the show, because it does look really steely and really isolated. So you guys are in your own dorm or whatever you call it. Was there much interaction sort of behind the scenes with the crew, like with Ant and the other guys, or was it really as abrupt and official as it looks on camera?
Yeah, there was no interaction with producers or crew or anything like that. And, yeah, what you see is what happens. Like, there's no, like...
No dramatization to it.
None, not at all. Mm. No, if not, like, you didn't see us, like, for instance, I don't know, run 4Ks with our backpack on to the tasks that we had to do, like, and you didn't see us not sleep, and you didn't see us eating, you know, our rationed food, which was just not much, and
Sounds like you had a great experience, Ali. Sounds like you really enjoyed it. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this, but because you filmed the show a while ago, so I'm sure you'll be sorted, there's been some rumours that you've been here on the Sunshine Coast recently. Can you confirm or deny?
Oh, yeah, I've moved up here.
You're up here.
I love this. Is this with your family? Are your parents here, Ali?
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah, they're in Mullaney in the Glasshouse Mountains.
Oh, beautiful.
This is becoming the hub of bachelors and bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Reality TV is mecca.
The best. Well, Ali, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm living there at the moment, and just the best, especially for you know, my meditation and yoga and wellness retreats that I want to do. So
no Absolutely. Better place to be than Mulaney. Oh, yeah,
you know, you can let Shannon have his hypothermia on the show, and you can have the Moolabar Beach sunshine, catch up with Laura over the Rusty Batch, yeah. and then take your yogis up the hill to Mulaney for a bit of downward dog.
Yeah, that's
the funny
way of putting it. Yeah.
Sam has that
You're making
ability.
Me feel awkward. Why are you doing this?
Oh, I'm just saluting the sun as we're speaking, yeah.
All right, Ali, much love. Well, we love having you here on the coast. The best place to be in Australia right now, in fact, the world. So congratulations, and we'll probably see you around the coast sometime.
Yeah, for sure you will.